This is Passport to Texas. Texas Parks and Wildlife developed a new protocol that addresses land management for pollinators. While the protocols focus on acreage, urban dwellers can still manage for these species in their backyards.
One of the biggest things that urban residents can do is simply plant more good quality flowering plants.
Michael Warriner is non-game and rare species program leader for Parks and Wildlife. He says native plants are best, but non-invasive non-natives are also useful. He adds that if you're serious about helping pollinators, scale back your lawn.
And having more flowering plants. Also, another thing is offering nest sites, and especially with our native solitary bees that nest in dead wood, urban folks can put up native bee nesting blocks.
If you're worried about putting up nesting boxes because of the close proximity it puts you to bees, don't.
Because solitary bees don't defend their nest sites, you don't have to worry about these bees flying out and defending their nest and getting stung, let's say like honeybee colonies do, or paper wasps, you know, insects that are social.
By adding flowering species to your landscape and bee blocks, you're providing breeding sites and food for important pollinators. That's our show, funding provided in part by Ram Trucks, Guts, Glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.